has more special English to come. First, an agriculture report. Then the program, Science in the News. A combination of powerful drugs can effectively treat the disease AIDS, but they are very costly. We tell about efforts to reduce the cost of AIDS drugs in developing countries. Special English features are on our internet website. You can find them at www.voa.gov/special.
This is Bill White with the VOA Special English Agriculture Report. Last year, we reported about a product called Starlink Corn. Starlink corn is the only genetically engineered crop grown in the United States that is not approved for human use. Reports said the corn entered the American food supply. Earlier this month, the Agriculture Department announced that it will pay some seed companies for corn mixed with Starlink. Officials estimate the government will spend up to $20 million on the buyback program. It is believed to be the first direct federal payment to food producers harmed by biotechnology. A company called Adventus Crop Science developed Starlink corn. Scientists developed Starlink by a process of genetic engineering. Genetic engineering is the technology of changing the genes of living things. The changed gene directs the plant to do things it normally does not do. Starlink is among several kinds of genetically engineered corn. It has a protein designed to protect plants from harmful insects. 3 years ago, the Environmental Protection Agency approved Starlink corn as food for animals. However, EPA officials express concern that Starlink could cause health problems in people who may be allergic to the product. Groups opposed to genetic engineering have been testing food products for Starlink corn. Last year, there were reports that Starlink was found in food for humans. The test showed it was present in some corn products. The makers of the corn products ordered their return. Other companies were forced to temporarily suspend production of their food products to test for Starlink. A few weeks ago, some seed companies reported finding small amounts of the Starlink protein in some corn. Official reports estimate that less than 1% of the nation's corn seed has the protein. The Agriculture Department says affected companies have taken control of all corn seed found to have the protein. It says none of this seed was sold to farmers. A group representing American corn growers welcomed the government's announcement of the buyback program. However, some groups are urging farmers to demand documentation that corn purchased for spring planting is free of Starlink. This VOA Special English Agriculture Report was written by George Groh. This is Bill White.